Hello everyone and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap of all the things that are going to have happened for the week of June 6th, 2022, before it happens. My name is Bruce and let's get started with the GUI pick of the week. Disney Plus's newest Marvel release is coming out this week. It's Miss Marvel. Introduces Kamala Khan as a 16-year-old Pakistani-American growing up in Jersey City. Kamala struggles to fit in both with school and at home until the sudden acquisition of superpowers like the heroes she's always looked up to, and it turns her whole world upside down. All right, for TV pages, on Monday, NBC has the premiere of American Ninja Warrior, CW has Roswell, New Mexico, and Into the Dark premiere. For Tuesday, History Channel has The Proof is Out There, Skinwalker Edition premiere. Wednesday, TLC has Save My Skin finale. For Thursday, CBS and ABC both have news specials about the attack on Capitol Hill. Friday, CW has the finale for Charmed. For Sunday, HBO has The Card Counter premiere. And for Sunday, CBS has the 75th Annual Tony Awards Live. ABC has the Top 100 Most Influential People from Time Magazine. AMC has the premiere of The Dark Winds. History Channel has Booze, Bets, and Sex That Built America premiere. TLC has the finale of Unexpected, and HBO has the finale of The Baby. For movies coming out this week, you've got Jurassic World Domination. This takes place 4 years after Isinobor was destroyed. Dinosaurs now live and hunt alongside humans all over the world. This fragile balance will reshape the future and determine once and for all whether human beings will remain the apex predators on the planet that they now share with history's most fearsome creatures. For Blu-rays coming out this week, you've got The Northman and The Contractor. For online services, Netflix, you have Hustle, Keep Sweet, Pray and Obey, Gladbeck, The Hostage Crisis, Rhythm and Flow, France, Peaky Blinders, and Intimacy. For Prime, you have Fairfax and My Fake Boyfriend. Disney, like I said, you have Miss Marvel. HBO has Amsterdam, Roadrunner, the film about Anthony Bourdain, and Summer Camp Island. For Paramount, you have the third season premiere of Evil. For video games coming out this week, you have Spellforce 3 Reinforced, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 2, The Sith Lords, Pro Cycling Manager 2022, Tour de France 2022, Mario Strikers Battle League, and The Quarry. For GUI News, you've got new episodes of GUI Nights, Deeply Upsetting, From the Mouths of Madness, Beautiful Disasters, Smack My Pitch Up, and Geek Fathers, but the schedule is subject to change. For one more thing, while The Conjuring certainly took creative liberties, the basis of the film is a true story. There was the Patron family who moved to a Rhode Island farmhouse in the early 1970s and started experiencing terrifying events. And now, the real-life home has been sold for 27% above the seller's asking price. According to the Wall Street Journal, Corey and Jen Henson, who bought the house back in 2019, have sold the property for $1.525 million. Much like Ed and Lorraine Warren, the Hensons are paranormal investigators themselves and have been running a business out of their home for the past few years. The Hensons would allow visitors to conduct their own overnight paranormal investigations for $125 per person. They would start at 6 p.m. and last until 8 a.m. the next day. The reason that they decided to let the property go is a combination of managing the business and Corey's health problems. While the company reportedly got several high-end bids after listing the home for $1.2 million, many of the potential buyers refused to be interviewed before the purchase. The person who bought the home was Jacqueline Nunez, a real estate developer from Boston. When speaking to the Journal, Nunez said that she wasn't afraid of the house before, adding that they should ask her again in another year. All right, this has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all of the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. If you want to contact us, email us at geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail at 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is Bruce. Of course, all of these things happen because I'm from the future. So be nice to yourself and each other.
GUIPodcast.com.